From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for the deployment of a protection force to stabilize South Sudan. Kerry also warned that U.S. aid to South Sudan could be cut off unless leaders there take steps to stabilize the country. VOA's Jill Craig has more from Nairobi.
Speaking to reporters, the Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan. He also issued a warning to that country's leadership.
This is not forever. We're not just going to fill in a void. We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people. That message was delivered loud and clear today.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan, recently authorized by the UN Security Council. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Members of Libya's Eastern Parliament voted Monday to reject the UN-backed government in the capital of Tripoli, according to a spokesman for the chamber. The spokesman said 101 deputies had attended the session, with 61 voting against the government of national accord, and not 39 abstained, and just one voted in favor. The United Nations top aid official voiced anger Monday at world powers' inability to agree on a truce to allow aid into Aleppo, Syria, warning of an unprecedented, unparalleled humanitarian catastrophe in the battleground Syrian city. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council that plans were in place to quickly send 70 trucks loaded with humanitarian aid to eastern Aleppo if all sides agreed on a truce. This is VOA News.